Good morning, ladies. A fine group of ladies up here this morning, don't we? There's Katie. Come on, Katie. Come sit with me. There you go. You know, last week we started talking about numbers during Lent, didn't we? Last week our number was four. And our number four meant 4 points of the cross, remember? This week I told you we're going to talk about the number 12. Now, does anybody out there got a clue what the number 12 was during Lent? I heard it somewhere. Disciples. Yeah, there were 12 disciples. We're going to talk about the 12 disciples today. And, you know, disciples, the word disciples means follower. And not only were the 12 disciples Jesus' followers, but they were his friends. They loved Jesus, and Jesus loved them. Yeah. And you know, Jesus loves us too, and we're his followers as well. But a lot of times, these 12 disciples, they were a little slow to understand him. He had to tell them things sometimes over and over. And we're like that too sometimes. I want to ask you a question, okay? Did you ever really want to read a good book at night or watch something on TV and you were just so tired you went to sleep in the middle of the sentence or in the middle of the movie? Did you ever do that? Yeah, I did that this past week. I really wanted to watch the Daytona 500. And all Sunday afternoon, I kept going into the living room, and it wasn't on yet. And it was rained out. Finally, they called it. Going to have it noon the next day. Well, I have to work at noon the next day. I wasn't real happy about that. So every once in a while, I'd just check, and no, it wasn't on yet. And then about noon, they decided to hold it off till 7 o'clock. Well, guess what? I had a meeting at 7 o'clock on Monday night here at the church, as a matter of fact. So Daytona 500 started without me. So I got home. I thought, well, that's okay. I'll see the end of it. Well, there was another delay. And about midnight, they started that race again, and I had it on the TV. And I remember seeing the pace car going around. Anybody likes NASCAR? The pace car is going around, and all the people are following the pace car. And I remember watching that pace car pull off. And that's the last thing I remember. The next thing I knew, it was about 1:30 in the morning, and I heard him say something about Matt Kenseth was winning or had won, and, you know, it was already over. I mean, they were into the commercials at that point. And so I turned the TV off and went back to sleep. But missed the whole race, didn't get to see one lap at all of that Daytona 500. I think sometimes we're like that in our prayer life and in our life with God. And you don't have to answer this. This is a rhetorical question. For those of you who don't understand it, you don't have to raise your hand or nothing, but have you ever been praying to God and you were so tired that you didn't even get to finish your prayer? Never got to the amen part. Yeah. And we do that sometimes, don't we? Just like everything else in our life, we're so busy, we get so tired, and we go to bed, we're having our prayer, and we thank you, Lord, for this and this and this, and we want you to remember these people and all those loved ones and bless their lives, Lord. And we're done. We're asleep. We haven't even got to the amen part. And you know, I think that God is trying to tell us these things. Jesus took his 12 disciples and he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to pray. He took his disciples and he told them to stay here and stay awake and watch for things and pray while I go a little further and pray and spend time with the Heavenly Father. But his disciples couldn't stay awake. They were so tired. Jesus had to keep coming back and telling them to wake up. And he kept asking them to stay awake. Spend time with in prayer with me while I go over and pray. Because bad things are coming up in my life and I need this time and I need your friendship and I need your love. And I need you to stay awake for me. And time and again, Jesus had to come back and wake him up. And we're like that. We're like that in our life. We're spiritually asleep. Whether we're physically asleep or not, we're spiritually asleep. And we need to be spiritually awake. We need to tell God, thank you for the things that you do for us. Bless the members of our family and our friends, Lord, that have prayer requests. And then we need to be quiet. And we need to hear God talk to us. We need to give it a two-way conversation. We need to have God talking back, listening for what he's saying and being spiritually awake and not spiritually asleep. Yeah. Yeah. Because those 12 disciples, they were brought here by Jesus to proclaim the good news, to spread the gospel. And that is our job as well. We are his followers. We are his friends. We love him. And he loves us. And he wants us to go out and spread his good news to everyone. And be spiritually awake, listening for what he's telling us is coming about in our life. Yeah. Now, next week, we're going to talk about the number 30. And it involves one of these disciples, so keep that in mind. Let's have a word of prayer. Okay. Bow our hands. Let's bow our hands. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the joys and the concerns that you give to our life, that we may go out and spread the word of God to those that don't know. Lord, we ask you to make us spiritually awake, that we may listen to you and the path that you have laid out for us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.